with your weather alert station all evening, and we'll have the latest on power outages that have just come in.
New requirements for reviews of police body cam footage. Get a hearing in Montgomery County. I'm Kate Ryan.
And the Dow closed up 587 points.
6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. An EF3 tornado with winds of up to 165 miles per hour is what hit the Chicago suburbs. The National Weather Service says teams are still out surveying the damage. The Casey family lives in Naperville, which saw the most damage.
They grabbed blankets and we were in the bathroom for a while.
I feel as good as you can be, you know. Everybody's all right. House can be, you know, replaced.
The kids are fine, so that's the only thing that matters.
Fire Chief Mark Poutakis.
This has been a tragic day, certainly, for Naperville and for the residents of this community, but it could have been a lot worse. When you look at the destruction, it's amazing that we can stand here and report that we only had 8 people that were transported to a hospital.
In the Pacific Northwest, it's another different kind of weather.
Sandra Kegley from Portland was getting out of the water with her son with plans to go home and stay cool.
Turn on the air conditioning and probably just hang out outside, maybe turn the sprinkler on.
Matt Rockwood, visiting from Michigan, says he's looking forward to flying home.
Because we're going to get 70-degree weather back home.
Blake Allen for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Tonight's baseball games mark the start of new rules for Major League Baseball.
Baseball's best pitcher, the Mets' Jacob DeGrom, hasn't been accused of using an unfair advantage to do this.
And he dents the outside corner with a fastball, and it's 1-2, 101 miles an hour.
Others have been accused of using sticky stuff to doctor the ball and make it behave, well, unnaturally. Now umpires can check pitchers for foreign substances on their uniforms, hats, belts, or gloves after innings or between batters if something looks wrong. And if the umps find anything wrong, the pitcher is ejected and suspended for 10 games with pay. Peter King, CBS News.
The expanded child tax credit was top of mind for Vice President Harris during a visit to Pittsburgh to promote it.
For the first time ever, families will get the child tax credit every month instead of at the end of the year. And that's for a simple reason. We know you've got bills to pay every month.
Those payments start going out next month. It is $3,000 per child. Correspondent Jim Krasula says there's growing concern about a severe blood shortage in the Northeast.
Doctors in New England are calling it unprecedented. Some hospitals in the region are delaying or rescheduling surgeries because of a shortage of blood donations blamed on the pandemic. The director of transfusion medicine at UMass Memorial Health says, quote, "We haven't seen anything like this in 30 or 40 years at least."
CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks says it was a banner day on Wall Street.
Financial stocks led the Dow higher with big gains for American Express and Goldman Sachs, while Boeing and Chevron were also big winners.
The Dow gained 587. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions to help your business get out in front. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call 877-ASK-DELL.
Good evening. It is 6:03, and we're glad you're with us on a stormy Monday, June the 21st, down to 86 in D.C. I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Top local story is our weather. A storm system continues to soak our area as it pushes east, but there have been some changes in this storm system. Let's go live to Storm Team 4's Matt Ritter. Matt, what do you have for us?
Okay, the line's broken up just a little bit. The heaviest severe weather threat is not as bad as it was earlier in the day, but it is moving through the northern suburbs right now. The eastern extent of Montgomery County, north of the Beltway into central Howard County and southern Carroll County, bearing down on the immediate Baltimore suburbs. That severe thunderstorm warning continues until the bottom of the hour. Non-severe thunderstorms continue in extreme northern Maryland up against the Pennsylvania line, and there's also a non-severe thunderstorm that continues near Rockville and over the river towards the Beltway split and into parts of extreme northern Fairfax County. Some pretty heavy rain right there and maybe some gusty winds, but not as damaging as they were before. More and more of the severe thunderstorm watch that was in effect until 10 o'clock is being dropped. All the areas that saw the severe weather earlier and also the areas of central Virginia and extreme southern Maryland that really aren't going to see any more storms at all today, those areas are being dropped from the severe thunderstorm watch. So things are improving. Some more storms overnight tonight, then the soaking rain and a change in the weather pattern on the way for the middle of the week. We'll be talking about that a little later on.
All righty. Thank you so much, Matt. 604. Well, you know, you have storms like this move through and you will have outages. Dominion Energy reporting more than 5,800 customers without power, mostly in Loudoun and Fauquier counties. BGE reporting about 1,000 homes and businesses without service in Carroll County.
It's 6:05 now, and let's talk about an important question about police body-worn cameras and how that video is reviewed. It's at the heart of a new bill that's being considered after Montgomery County Police screamed at a 5-year-old boy who was also briefly handcuffed.
Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker says the county's police department has a good body-worn camera program.
But not a requirement to share the footage with either the police chief or elected officials.
Hucker explained the county council and the police chief had not been made aware of a video of two county police officers who handcuffed and berated a 5-year-old boy until 14 months later. Hucker said the legislation proposed would have a number of requirements.
Reporting quickly to the chief and then to the county executive, the county council, and the state's attorney, any internal investigations involving the use of force, children, potentially criminal offenses, discrimination, or harassment.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Now to potentially life-saving help for those struggling with mental health in Maryland. It's a program that's named after a local congressman's son who died by suicide on New Year's Eve.
The Tommy Raskin Act will allow people that struggle with mental health to sign up for free periodic check-ins from the Maryland 211 program. The counselors will also help navigate them to additional health resources. Delegate Bonnie Collison.
If the person is showing any signs of being in crisis, they can get immediate help from the professionals at the call center.
It is named after the son of Congressman Jamie Raskin.
And all of us are proud that, you know, his name will be associated with this program that will be there for young people who may be in crisis.
The program will go into effect on July 1st in Annapolis. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Up ahead on WTOP, we'll continue to update you on the storms moving through. Then the NCAA's business model could be changing again thanks to another Supreme Court ruling. We'll talk about the big ruling on compensation for student athletes with Robert Barnes of the Washington Post. 6:07.
National security threats cannot be met unless we modernize Army aviation. Our warfighters need a flight-proven weapons system with the speed and versatility to maneuver tomorrow's multi-domain operations. The Bell V-280 Valor is the only long-range assault aircraft proven to deliver the mission-critical reach required for future vertical lift. Its revolutionary performance and integrated digital systems deliver overmatch. The time for Army modernization is now. Go to bellflight.com to learn more about how we're leading the right industrial team to get the mission done on time and on budget.
Hi, I'm Jeff Dick, Chairman and CEO of Main Street Bank, here to talk to you about relationship banking. For business owners, it's a serious matter. A good relationship with your banker, your accountant, and your attorney is critical. Knowing your banker will be there for you